Vignette number 45 from Zen is right here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. On a visit to the East Coast, Suzuki Roshi arrived at the meeting place of the Cambridge Buddhist Society to find everyone scrubbing down the interior in anticipation of his visit. They were surprised to see him because he had written that he would arrive on the following day. He tied back the sleeves of his robe and insisted on joining the preparations for the grand day of my arrival. That was told to me by Elsie Mitchell. It happened in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1963. Oh, yeah, that's typical Suzuki. And he had a little maximum. He'd say, cleaning is first, zazen is second. And I'm sure he had a good time with them. He loved doing things with people. Sometimes he'd say he'd rather, work with others and sit with others than have to teach. I might have said this in another mini podcast, but no matter. Like when Tim Burkett started gathered a few friends to sit in Redwood City with Suzuki in a sitting that later moved to Los Altos, and the Los Altos end up. The first day he arrived with them, they were college students. He said, cleaning first, zazen second. They had to clean. And he said every time he'd arrive, they'd have to clean unless it was already clean and organized. So Elsie Mitchell, who told this, is the founder of the Cambridge Buddhist Association. And I paused there because I always say Cambridge Buddhist Society, and I've had to correct it in things I've written, like in Crooked Cucumber. But it's the Cambridge Buddhist Association, which she founded like in 1956 or so, and which lasted until, after Elsie died. She died, 10 years ago or something. It finally dissolved. It was a great organization. D.T. Suzuki was on the board, and another East Coast professor, Hisamatsu. You can read about it on Elsie's Kyuk page. There's a whole section on Kyuk.com about her. She's a very important early Buddhist. Elsie and her husband John went to Eheji Monastery, Soto Zen's most famous and oldest and original training monastery in Japan, founded by Dogen, the founder of Soto Zen. They went there and recorded all the sounds and the bells and the chanting, and put out a folkways record, two records, I believe it was. Yeah, it's all on Kyuk.com too. Anyway, that's still being still available through the Smithsonian, or you can download it from Kyuk.com. Anyway, it's nice to be reminded of Elsie and of Suzuki Roshi arriving there and helping them to prepare for the grand day of his arrival. This has been another Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC, Pooh Bah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And you might have heard Kadek down there talking to Bandi. Kadek is our housekeeper, and she's a wonderful person, and I call her my boss sometimes, second only to my wifey boss. So we're all wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.